Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nozi Babli, Daf Mem Vov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph at the Mishnah of Halacha Tef. I am a Vashal of Hashomim, Vasholkon, Koinotel of Azoya, Beshela, Minail, Vachalath Matza, Achas Minasal, Vukik Matza Echod, Nosan al Kapi Hanozi, Omanifum, Hutte Hanozi, the Stoith Beyayin, and the Tamil Mason. The Mishnah says that he cooks, or he heavily cooks the shlomim. The Kohen takes the cooked foreleg of the ram, a matzah loaf in the basket, and a wafer, and puts them on the hand of the nozir, and he wait and waves them. Afterwards, the nozir may drink wine and become tummy to a corpse. Rav Shimon Omer, Kohen says, Nizvah kolav, echa min adomim, hutter ha-nozir, lishtoif v'yayin, u'litam l'meisim. Rav Shimon says that after zrika, which is throwing the blood on the mizbeach, of one of the korbanos, he may drink wine and become tummy mace. And the Gemara says, Masnisa, Amma, Asholuk, Koi, Mevushal, the Taninan, Haim, Vashal, Ashamim, or Yisholkan. The Gemara says that our Mishnah teaches that Shaluk is called Mevushal, because it says he is Mevushal, or Sholek, the Shlomim, and the Torah says, Azroya, Beshela. Mekaya, Amma, Shalatsli, Koi, Mevushal, Yichsev, Beyvashlu, Esapesach, Beish, and the Gemara asks, well, we have a pasuk that teaches that roasted is called mevushal, as the pasuk says, and they cooked the pesach in fire, and the pesach has to be roasted. In Tema Shoka Aloch, and the Gemara interjects, well, perhaps they truly cooked it in water improperly. Rav Yonah Betzraya answers no, because the pasuk concludes with the word kamishpat, it was done like the Aloch says. Masnisa Amma Shasholuk Koi Mivushal Vataninan and Aidimana Mivushal Mutta Basli Uvasholuk. And our Mishnah teaches that Shaluk is called Mivushal, and our Mishnah says that one who vows not to eat Mivushal is permitted in Sli, which is roasted food, and Shaluk, which is heavily boiled food. Amma Vyokhan Holchu Bunadom Achaloshim Leodom. Vyokhan answered that vows depend on the way people speak. Amma Vyoshir Holchu Bunadom Achaloshim Torah. Rav Yosha says that vowels depend on the language of the Torah. Manaf et mibeni hain. The Gemara says, well, they argue about one who vows from a bushel. Rabbi Yosha forbids him to eat sli. What other difference is between them? Amar koinem yayin sheini toyim b'chag adat Rabbi Yochanan asa b'yom tov ha'achrin adat Rabbi Yosha muta. The Gemara says, if one said koinem, which is forbidden like a carbon, wine that I will taste during the chag of Sukkot, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's forbidden on the last day of Yom Tov. The way people speak, also it's called Chag. According to Rabbi Yosha, he's permitted because the Torah doesn't call Shemini Atzeres part of Chag HaSukkos. Oif Rabbi Yosha Moide Shu Asa Le'ama Rabbi Yosha Ela L'chumben. I think one rejects and says even Rabbi Yosha agrees that he'd be forbidden there. Rabbi Yosha said that vows depend on the language of the Torah, only to be stringent. Ochel, she's chalatin, v'oma, leitamis, mozoin, aden yoma. Rabbi Babari says that Rabbi Yochanan ate peyois ginoisa, and said I didn't taste mozoin today. V'atnan, hanoidim, and mozoin, muta, v'mai, v'melach. We ask in the Mishnah that the one who vows not to eat mozoin is permitted only in water and salt. Even though Rabbi Yochanan didn't vow, surely he spoke like normal people, and he himself said that vows depend on the way people speak. Patala, Rabbi Yosha, Dama Hilchu, Benadam, Achaloshim, Torah. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosha, who says that vows depend on the language of the Torah. Minayin, Shekhana, Joyim, Kuyim, Mazin. What's the source that all foods are called Mazin? Amri Acha, Ba'ula, Be'esa, Say Nais, Naisos, Ba, Velechim, Mazin, Vegame, Matamalema, or Mazin. Acha, Ba'ula answered from Pasuk, they had a question on the Pasuk says in Rishis Mimhei, Pasuk of Gimel, 10 she donkeys carrying grain and bread and mozoim, etc. Why does it say mozoim? And the Mikan Shekol Hadvoim Kuyim mozoim. The answer is that this teaches that all foods are called mozoim. Siv, Vilkach HaKoyin Es Ezoya B'Sheila Min Ha'ayil, I B'Sheila Yochel B'Fnei Atzma. The Gemara says, well, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Rav, Pasuk Yotes, and the Kohen will take from the foreleg that is cooked from the ram. B'sheila, perhaps b'sheila means that it's cooked by itself. Tamerloma min ha'el, but no, because the Pasuk says min ha'el from the ram. Ha'ketzad, chutcha adju manich, shemanich ba kasoiva, v'loi ha'kodesh b'leim min ha'chol, v'leim ha'chol b'leim min ha'kodesh. How does he do it? He cuts the zoya, the foreleg, before salting it, until he leaves about the size of a barley seed connected to the ram. The kodesh, which is the zoya, which is permitted only to kahanim, does not absorb from the chol, which is the rest of the ram, even though it's kodshim, compared to the zoya, it's considered fullin, and the chol does not absorb from the kodesh. It does not absorb during cooking because there's a shear for bittul. Rafai asked Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, do seasonings forbid the food more than 200 times their own volume? Amale ein tevel v'yosem asayim. Yochanan answered that seasonings don't forbid more than 200. Ha taninan kol ha-machamit v'hamet havel v'midameh. We have a question that there's a Mishnah that says that anything that ferments or seasons is medameh, means regarding truma, and regarding ola or kilai kemim, it forbids. It means that it forbids up to 100 regarding truma and 200 regarding ola and kilai kemim. Well, even if it did not ferment and even if it did not season, it forbids up to 100 and 200. Ella ba'anovim anankaimen. Rather, Chalfai's question and the answer discusses grapes, which don't have such a potent taste. The mission teaches that potent seasoning forbid more than 200. Yosi v'shem v'yochanan v'sholayt v'miku olim v'miku yesh tevel v'yosim v'asayim. Yosi, quoting v'yochanan, that this is when the grapes did not become raisins, but if they became raisins, their seasoning is potent and forbids more than 200. Quoting the Rishon, said this is when the grapes did not ripen, but if they ripened, their seasoning is potent and forbids more than 200. Yosef and Rishon Levi, quoting Barpadai, said that all nois netam, matter of good taste, forbid only if there are at least one part in 100 of the mixture. Rabbi Yechiya b'shem Rabbi Yishur ben Levi b'shem Bar Padaya kol nois neitamim echad mishishim. Here, Ba'aba quoting Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, quoting Bar Padaya, said that all nois neitam forbid only if there are at least one part in 60. Amar b'shmul Bar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yechiya Ba'aba ha Rabbi Yosef poligalech והמכניס הפליגה על פריחון כל המחמץ, שזה במטבל, במאה, שזה בתשומר ועולה וכלי הקרם, עושה. ושמור ברי יצחק, אף כביכי הבאה, רבי יוסה disagrees with you and a Mishnah disagrees with both of you. Anything that ferments or seasons, it's medameh regarding tumor, and regarding all or kli hakerem, it forbids. In tema, lemeah, or mafayim, afil lechimitz, afil lo tivel, if you said it forbids up to 100 and 200, even if it did not ferment, even if it did not season, it forbids 100 and 200. Rather, it forbids even more. Rabbi Yirmiyah tipate basal b'basal. Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that Bavadaya discusses a mixture of forbidden meat with meat. However, seasonings can forbid more than 60 or 100. Rabbi Yasa hu basal b'basal hu shah kol yisurim. Yossi said that meat with meat and all other sim are the same. If they're not made to give taste, they forbid until 60 or 100. They are all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. She say, kol ha'esurim b'sharim o'isam ki'iluhin b'tzal b'kafrit. They are all quoting Rabbi Yochanan said, all esurim that fell into heter min v'minoi, we are stringent and we estimate as if an onion or leek the size of the yisse fell into the heter, if it would give taste, it makes it forbidden. Maikadoin. Ahein ama nois neitamim echal memeya, vahein ama nois neitamim echal mishishim. Why do they argue? Some say that nois neitam forbid only up to one part in 100, and some say that nois neitam forbid only up to one part in 60. Shneim lemedim me'el nazir, Und da haben wir neues nicht haben, immer echal mehr, ad oise echal mehr, echal mehr, eil. Und da haben wir neues nicht haben, echal mehr schischem, ad oise echal mehr, echal mehr schischem, eil. Und so ein bisschen wir lernen von El Nase. One says that neues nicht haben, to get up to one part in 100, you can say that there's one part in 100 of the Ram. This is the source, the Sodium may eat the Ram, because the Zoya was too small to give taste to it. One says that Nosnei Tam spit up to one part in 60, you can say the Zoya one part in 60 of the Ram. Nanda Amma Nosnei Tamim, Echa Memeya, Ad Mesei Es, Shisei Ahad Samais Na Zoya, Nanda Amma Nosnei Tamim, Echa Meshishim, Ein Ad Mesei Es, Shisei Ahad Samais Na Zoya. The one who says that Nosnei Tam one part in 100, you remove the bones from the Zoya, means they don't give taste. Meat of the Zoya is one part in 100 of the Ram. One says that Nosnei Tam forbid up to one part in 60, you do not remove the bones from the Zoya. Kshem Shad Meitze is Ad Samais Min Azoya, Kachat Meitze Min Ayal. You ask, well, according to the first opinion, just like you remove the bones from the Zoya because they don't give taste, for the same reason you should remove the bones from the Ram, calculate based on only the meat. Leif Yochil, the Tani, in Tenefes Yotruma, Mr. Ophes, in Hatruma, Le'esai Zachulin, Obviously, you can't say this because the waste of truma, meaning bran, doesn't join with truma to forbid chulin, but the waste of chulin joins with chulin to be mevatel truma. Bevai boy to nefesh shel truma, moshi tistawish im achulin lahalis et truma. Bevai asked, does waste of truma join with chulin to be mevatel truma? Min man da'ama revhuna klipin isa mistarfin leheta hada'ama to nefesh shel truma mistarfes im achulin lahalis et truma. And the answer, since revhuna said that peels of isa join to permit, it shows that the waste of truma joins the chulin to be mevatel truma. Tani Rechivske Kamasha Asaltelech Obmokamache Hetatelech Akam. Rechivske taught in the Baisa that all that I forbade you elsewhere, I permitted to you here. If you should behold Mokim, Mea Osa, Mea Va'oid Muta, Racha Afilu, Mea Muta. Because everywhere else, 100 times as much mixture as this is forbidden, and more than 100 is permitted, here even 100 is permitted. Rav Amar Tanufa Ma'akevis Menaze. Rav says that Tanufa is Ma'akev, the waving is requirement for Nozeh from drinking wine. Ratani, Teirus HaNozeh, Ben Shiesh Loi, Shisei Kepayim, Ben Shein Loi Kepayim. You ask from a bison that Teirus HaNozeh means whether he has palms or does not have palms. The Amar Rav B'Nozeh Shiesh Loi. The man says that Rav is discussing Nozeh with palms, but if he has no palms, Tanufa is not Ma'akev. Tani kein havoi l'tnufa t'nufa ma'akeres boi, u'shein voi l'tnufa ein t'nufa ma'akeres boi. We have a vice that supports that. If one is proper to do t'nufa, then t'nufa is ma'akev. If one is not proper to do t'nufa, t'nufa is not ma'akev. Shmuel ama, sea ma'akeres benazir, ketanefis, ketanefis, shem and seder. Also that hair is ma'akev, ketanefis nazir, like t'nufais, and bahinois means the right thumb and toe of Mitzora. Ma'akevis Tahara. This is even according to Rabban, who say that Tiglachas is not Ma'akev. Ba'atani, Teirus HaMaseira, Ben Shiesh Loi Bahinos, Ben Shein Loi Bahinos. You might ask from a Braisa that Teirus HaMaseira means whether he has the Bahinos on, or he does not have Bahinos, means the right thumb and toe, he can become tall. Patala, Kribileza, Da'amanoisen, Al-Makoma. You might answer that Shmuel explains that, like Kribileza, who says that he puts the thumb of the Ashram on the place where the thumb and toe would connect to the hand and foot. There's no substitute for the hair of a Nazir. We come now to the next Mishnah of Halach above. Gilech al Hazevach, Venim Sepossel, Diglach Toi Pesula, Vizvachav Le'oleloi. If a Nazir shaved for a korb and his after a Shkita and it was found to be possible, his shaving is invalid and he was not Yotze with his other Korbanos, he has to bring them again. Yilech al ha-chatas shilei lishma v'chachach hevi kavanoisav lishma v'glachta tzula v'zevachav le'olelei. If he shaved on the chatas that was slaughtered le'lishma, which means with improper intent, which disqualifies it, and later you brought the other Kabbalahs, Lishma, his shaving is invalid and he was not Yotze, the other Kabbalahs. Gilech al ha'oila v'al ha'shlomim, shelo lishman v'chachach hevi kabbalahisav lishman tiglach tetzula, v'zachav le'olai. He shaved on the Oila of Shlomim Loi Lishma, and he later bought the other Kabbalah from Lishma. His shaving was invalid, and it was not Yotze, the other Kabbalah. Shimon Eimer Oisa Azezach, the Ololoi Veshakon Azochim Ololoi. Shimon said that he was not Yotze that Korban he offered Loi Lishma, but he was Yotze the other Kabbalah. In Gilech al Shlashtam, in Imse Echa Mehem Kosher, Tiglach Tekshewa, Yavisha Azochim. If he shaved on all the Kabbalahs, one was found to be valid, his shaving valid, and he has to bring replacements for the other kabbalas of the bottle. And the Gemara says, "Amos also loyv letiglachtei in tema le'also loyv letiglachtei fil ezvachav le'olai." The Gemara says that Shimon holds that he was yotze the other kabbalas and his shaving. If you say that his shaving was invalid, we'll say the other kabbalas would not count for him. V'yichen boi mo al shalmei chagiga legaleach kum Shimon. Yechen asked, may he shave on his shlamim of chagigah, means a nedava, not for nazirus, according to Reb Shimon. The mafnisa he, Reb Shimon aimer, oisa zevach le'olalah, le'olalai, v'shak le'zochim, olalai, v'afil shachtam, le'i kasham in nedava hin. Do we not learn from our Mishnah? Reb Shimon says he was not yotze that korban, which is offered lo'i lishma, and he was yotze at the other korbanos, and even though he slaughtered the oil of shlamim, which he shaved lo'i lishma, regarding Shlomim, is it not like a Nadava of Shlomim? Ad Amma, should Megalech al Shlomim Nadava, Kub Shimon. This shows that he will may shave on Nadava of Shlomim according to Shimon. Rav Yosi, Rav Avon, Amma, Rav Ada, Ba, Shisei Ava, Rav Yochan, Rav Ada, Ba, Shisei Ava, Pshitele, Rabbi Yochanan, Svichele. Rav Yaakov Ba Avon said that Rav Ada Ba Ava and Rav Yochan differed about this. Surely Reb Shimon permits shaving on the Dover of Shlomim, as we proved. Reb Yochanan was unsure.